in the paint. Brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling of Hastings. Now, let's go to courtside for tonight's game.
As the Central Catholic Crusaders get ready to take on the Patriots out of Adams Central, a girls-boys basketball doubleheader tonight. We got the girls game up first as we chat with Adams Central head coach Tim Barker. And, Coach, you're currently sitting at 10-3 on the season, but right off of the bat, we need to talk about some bad news. You're going to be playing a kind of short man here tonight with a couple of girls out tonight.
Yeah, this will be our second game without Kelly Shuck and Carrie Holen and, you know, a couple of seniors. And, you know, you go through the season and we have one senior that doesn't start on a regular basis, and that's Kelsey, who's starting now. And, you know, we go into the parents' night on Thursday, and we're planning to start all five seniors, and we end up only having three left to go. So, you know, that's a situation we weren't really planning on. But Carrie's kind of a week-to-week deal, and see how things go with her, and Kelly's on the mend and hopefully be back with us here shortly.
We haven't played without those two players in the lineup. That was on Thursday night against Wood River. How's that changed things for the Patriots?
Well, again, we were a team that it just kind of depended on the night, whether we could go eight deep or seven deep or six deep. And, and so that took two out of there. And we've had to just ask some kids to play a little bit more and some kids to step up. And Thursday night against Wood River, we had Kelsey came in and for her first start was really nervous in the first half and struggled with a few layups and, you know, a few turnovers and things, and then came out in the third quarter and really gave sparked us and, you know, put in 8 points right there in a 10-0 run and really got us the lead in that game and got our confidence going and really started to play well. And Emily Boniface come in and played quite a bit and got some big points for us. She was kind of, you know, hit and miss as far as getting some time in the varsity games, and now she'll be our first guard off the bench typically. And Cheyenne Gotch started for us, and she hit some big shots and especially some big free throws towards the end. So, you know, they stepped up and played well for us. Wood River's always a tough team for us to play, and they're a good team. And we were able to get it done with our subs and our bench, and so they did a nice job.
Obviously, with Curry out of the lineup now, it's going to put a little bit more pressure on Jalinda Hodson. And like you mentioned, Kelsey Sedlak had a good ball game on Thursday. But those two individuals probably need to step up here down the stretch, huh?
Yeah, they do. And one of the things that we did a nice job of that we didn't see a lot of early on, you know, it was kind of sporadic. But Wood River did a good job of double-teaming Jalinda when the ball came inside. And that's kind of what got Kelsey going in the second half, where her player had come off and double, and Jalinda could turn around and get the ball to Kelsey, and then she got some good putbacks inside. And so, you know, that it's just kind of that deal where Jalinda only, you know, had 12 points, probably could have had a few more points, but added to her assist total by getting the ball down to Kelsey, get Kelsey going, get her some confidence. So, you know, she does a good job there. And Janessa's going to have to play a few more minutes and so going to have to pay a little more attention to taking care of herself and staying in shape. And that's just kind of the way we have to go right now. Is we got some kids that have to play a little bit longer, and coaches have to think about using timeouts for resting instead. And so we have to change our strategies a little bit.
Central in the ball game against Wood River, you go 8 of 21 from the field in the first half. You have 17 points and 16 turnovers, and then you outscore Wood River in the third quarter. They're 16-8, and I think 12-12 was the points margin there in the fourth quarter. So what was the difference in the second half?
Well, the second half we did a better job defensively and kind of let the defense set up our offense. And we read the double team better and passed the ball against the double team better. And then we did get Jalinda going a little bit more. And we hit some shots from the free throw line that kind of kept the streak going or kept the run going at times. And the other thing was that in the third quarter where we were able to turn up our defense and keep them from scoring and keep them from setting up their press. So they weren't able to set up a press and cause us turnovers. And we did handle the press better in the second half when everybody settled down a little bit. So the big thing there, getting shots instead of turnovers, and we rebounded better in the second half. Second half we just were a little bit more relaxed and we're ready to play. First half we had a bunch of nervous kids out there and weren't quite sure where we were, you know, if we were going to be okay or if we were going to be a team that was in a lot of trouble or just really didn't know where we were. And second half I think we had the confidence back and we came out ready to play.
Those girls that stepped in for those injured players, they've been on the floor this year, but I'll tell you what, now they're in a starting role and maybe they have to get kind of used to everybody once again, huh?
I know it. You know, it's just that deal. somebody starting versus they come in 10 seconds after the tip. I really don't understand it, but there's something special about it, I guess, you know, that they know they're starting right away, and they know that they've got to be out on the floor right away. And I don't know, but it's something that makes people pretty nervous when they start for that first time. And you know, the good thing about it is we've got a couple of kids that have gotten over that now, and so hopefully we're able to move on. You know, Cheyenne for next year, and has already been through that once, and so hopefully it won't be as big a deal. But you know, it does change their role. It changes what they have to do. It kind of changes their preparation, and that's one of the things we talked about is the, you know, with not as much bench. I mean, everybody has to be more prepared than we were before. Everybody has to work a little bit harder getting prepared and watching films and doing everything so that we can come out and play the best we can.
It's Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight to take on the Patriots. We'll come back and talk about Central Catholic as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Adams Central girls basketball coach Tim Marker. His Patriots here in Grand Island tonight to take on GICC. It seems like when these teams get together, it's always a big ball game. I expect no different here tonight.
Yeah, we're at a point right now where they're already set as far as their conference goes. But you know, the PowerPoints or something that everybody pays attention to this time of year can make a big difference whether you're a 2 seed or a 3 seed, and you know who you get that first round and you know what side of the bracket and everything you get on. So all the points are critical right now, and that's one of the things that I guess has changed a little bit, is everybody's so much more aware of where you stand. And if you're a 1, you're a big target, you're worth 50 points or more to some other teams. And And so, you know, it's a big game point-wise for both of us. And it, other than that, it's just always a big game. It's, you know, we've took some pretty good beatings from them when I started here. And, you know, we had some young kids. And we've been able to get a couple of wins against some good teams here lately. And so, you know, you just want to kind of keep that going. And it's always going to be a physical game. It's always going to be a tough game. And we've talked to our girls all week about you've got to be ready to come out and play hard and play fast, because these girls are big and athletic and like to score points. So, you know, it'll be a tough one for us.
Crusaders come in 9-5 on the season, but they beat the number 2 team in Class C2 Aquinas last week 48-40. So obviously they've got some punch.
Yeah, they do. And that's the thing, is if they can score some points. You know, they were down 20-7 or something similar to that in that, or maybe 27-7 in that game early. And, you know, and I talked Coach Ansbaugh, he said, you know, it's a situation, they played as bad as they probably could in the first half and as good as they probably could in the second half. And so that's the thing about them, is that they can score a lot of points and they can really turn up the defense against you. And some of the games I've seen, it's, they can have just a 2 or 3 minute run where they can really put it out of reach against you if you don't take care of the ball and you don't keep them close. Or if you have to really keep them close, because they can hit the threes, they can go inside, they can dribble drive, and then they can put a press on, and they can trap, they can do all of those things that make them really difficult. So they're a good team.
There's McGowan, a 5'7" junior, leads them in scoring, 13 points per ball game, and then Maggie Stump, a 5'11" junior, had 14 points against the Aquinas last week. So a couple of girls that we're going to have to focus on here tonight.
Yeah, you know, they've got kids that can step out and shoot the threes, and we really have to watch them. But, you know, the thing we have to really make sure we take care of, and we did a better job against Wood River, is don't give them the easy baskets and make them run their half-court offense, and don't give them the layups, because if you let them get out and make layups, Katie Brand can put a bunch of points on you quick, and they go to the basket hard, and then they can get to the free throw line, and then they can create all kinds of problems for you. So, you know, all of their starters are good players. All of their starters run the floor, and you know, at any point they can send somebody, and somebody will throw the ball 40 or 50 feet to get it there. So it's a little different style than what we've seen as far as how aggressive they play to the offensive end.
When you put everything on a chalkboard tonight, how do we get out here with a win?
Well, we've got to do a better job. We've got to control our turnovers so that we don't. And then if we do have turnovers, we can't let them convert them directly into points and easy layups. And then we've got to keep them off the boards. And that's something we've been pretty good at. And we've got to work hard at it again tonight because of how tall and long they are. But I think those are the big things. And then we've got to be aggressive going to the boards. We've got to score probably more points than what we were averaging tonight to be able to beat these guys tonight.
This is a very good defensive team we're going to have to do it against, too.
Yes, it is. And they're tall. They block a lot of shots. They make you change shots. And that's a, you know, part of their defense. Of, you know, we've played against some taller teams, but probably not teams that jump as well as these guys do and get tips and just tip after tip and make you change shots and get in your head a little bit. And, I mean, they're just very good at that. So, you know, we've got to play confident, use ball fakes, and go to the rim hard, try to get to the free throw line. And, you know, again, just try to get as many points on the board as we can.
Okay. Good luck today.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
That's Adams Central head coach Tim Marker. Stick around. We'll get the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Adams Central and Central Catholic tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
High school basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
Pleasant, good evening. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're in Grand Island at the Crusader Gym as the Adams Central Patriots get set to take on the Crusaders out of Grand Island Central Catholic. I'm Mike Well. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. The girls' game is up first. Adams Central coming in. A record of 10 wins and 3 losses on the season. The Patriots are coming off of a couple of wins this past week, 45-38 over Wood River on Thursday night, and they beat Donovan Trumbull last Saturday by a score of 49-43. They suffered one of their 3 losses against Grand Island Northwest last Friday night, losing in overtime by a score of 39-31. Their other losses, a 2 overtime loss to Minden during the holiday tournament at the end of December, losing to the Whippets by the score of 50-45, and their other loss was to Kearney Catholic back there on December 10th, losing by the score of 65-43. But the Patriots are going to have to play without 2 of their 5 starters here tonight. Key injuries to Kelly Shuck and also Carrie Holland. Shuck has got some hip and back problems, and she's expected back here maybe in another week to 10 days. Carrie Holland has suffered a knee injury for Adams Central, and her return for the season is somewhat doubtful. She injured the same knee that she had problems with a year ago. So Carrie Holland and Kelly Shuck on the sidelines for the Patriots here tonight as they take on a team that is red hot right now, the Crusaders out of Grand Island Central Catholic. They have won 7 out of their last 8 games. The only loss during the streak was a 5-point loss to Holdridge back on January 9th, losing to them by the score of 48-43. The Crusaders have won their last 2 ball games. They beat Wood River 53-32, and they beat Aquinas Catholic by a score of 48-40. They've also got wins during this streak over Centura and St. Paul, Superior, Fillmore Central, and Blue Hill, as Grand Island Central Catholic comes in with a record of 9 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Patriots are 10-3. Leading scorers for Grand Island Central Catholic, we talked about them during the pregame show, Liz McAllen, who's a 5'7" junior, averaging 13 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Maggie Stump is a 5'11" junior. She had 14 points against Aquinas last week as they knocked off the number 2 ranked team in the Class C2. David City Aquinas last week by a score of 48-40. Central Catholic, very good offensively, very good defensively. They give up only 38.4 points per ball game on defense. They average 41.4 on the offensive end. The Adams Central Patriots come in very similar numbers. They average about 46 points per ball game on offense. They give up 42.1 on the defensive end. So it's Grand Island Central Catholic and the Patriots of Adams Central here tonight at the Crusader Gym. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
If your heating and cooling system has seen better days, now's the right time to replace it. Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning has the Frigidaire Ecologic System that qualifies for the Economic Stimulus HVAC Tax Credit. The new law allows homeowners to claim 30% of the costs, up to $1,500, when you purchase a Frigidaire Ecologic Heating and Cooling System, plus cut a third off your heating and cooling bills. Contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning, 463-4853, for further details on the Ecologic qualifying Frigidaire products. Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and now in Kearney.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, back at the Crusader Gym. We're in Grand Island tonight. High school basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia also playing tonight. In fact, the girls' game is already in the books, and the Hawkettes picked up a win this afternoon over Aquinas on a score of 55-47. The boys' game is now just tipped off over the Tampin Gymnasium. We'll keep you up to date throughout the broadcast here on 1230 KHAS. But the St. Cecilia girls winning over Aquinas tonight by a score of 55-47. It is Adams Central and Grand Island Central Catholic for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We'll give you the starting lineups. First of all, for the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic, they will go with Katie Brand, who's a 6-foot sophomore. Brand is averaging 7 points and 7.5 rebounds per game. Maggie Stump is a 5'11" junior. Stump is averaging 6 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. She had 14 points last Friday night in her 8-point win over Aquinas. Stump Ross is another starter for GICC, a 5'6" senior. Ross is averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. Liz McGowan is a 5'7" senior. She is averaging 13 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. And then Jamie Partington is a 5'9" junior. Partington is averaging 5 points and 7 rebounds per game. Adams Central will go with Janessa Bolin in the ball game tonight, the 5'6" junior. Bolin is now averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds per game. Diane Gotch also getting a start, 5'6" and a sophomore, averaging 1.9 points and also 1.8 rebounds per game. Kelsey Sedlak is a 5'9" senior. Sedlak averaging 7 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. She had a solid contest against Wood River last Thursday night, scoring 12 points, 10 in the third quarter, as the Patriots were able to beat the Eagles by a score of 45-38. Other starters, Jalinda Hobson for Adams Central, a 5'11" senior. Hobson now averaging 10 points and 13 rebounds per ball game. The other starter will be Carrie Coates, a 5'6" senior. She is averaging 4 points and 3.9 rebounds per game. And the Patriots going without the two regular starters tonight, Kelly Shuck and Carrie Holen, on the sidelines with injuries, will not play in this contest here tonight. Adams Central dressed in their visiting red uniforms here tonight, trimmed and lettered in the blue and the white. Grand Island Central Catholic dressed in their white uniforms with their blue trim as we get set to go here at the Crusader Gym. High school basketball doubleheader for you tonight here on 1230 KHS. Patriots will shoot to our basket to our right. And Adams Central controls the opening tip. Bolin will move it into the offensive scoring zone as they move it over the wing to the left side to Jalinda Hobson. Out to Carrie Coates. Left side down to Cheyenne Gotch. She gets the start here tonight. Head coach Tim Marker and the Patriots. Here's Bolin out in 3-point territory. Out to a Jalinda Hobson playing beyond the stripe now. Out to a Cheyenne Gotch down in the corner. On the left side, that's Bolin with the ball. Top of the key, they move it to a Kelsey Sedlak. Sedlak now moves it over on the right side to Coates. Now back inside to Gotch. Your shot no good. Foul shot is up and in. Offensive board and the putback there. Kelsey Sedlak gets off to a good start tonight for the Patriots. gets the first field goal for AC, and the Patriots are out on top by a score of 2-0 here in this one. Grand Island Central Catholic back now. Here's a Steph Ross with the ball. Comes out between the rings. They get it to a Maggie Stump over on the right side. That's a McCallum. Throws up a three-pointer. It's up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Jalinda Hobson for AC. Hobson gets it away now to Kerry Coates. Into the hands of Bolin, and she'll bring it across the midcourt stripe here for AC. There's a Kerry Coates with the ball. Deep wing on the left side. Grand Island Central Catholic is in the man-to-man defense here to start off the ball game. Just underway, 2-0. Patriots have the lead. Out on top, this is Jalinda Hobson with the ball. Hobson looking, still got it. Now gives it up. Janessa Bolin with the ball. Bolin comes over here to a Kerry Coates. She drives it into the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be good, and she was found with the play. Kerry Coates gets the field goal to go down for Adams Central. It's now a 4-0 ball game. Personal fouls whistled on Grand Island Central Catholic with 6:34 to play in this first quarter. And Coates will go to the free throw line as the foul goes on Liz McCallum. That's going to be your first. And a shot from the free throw line up and in for Kerry Coates, and the Adams Central Patriots are out on top by a score of 5-0 here in the ball game. We have played just shy of 90 seconds here in this one. So you see, off to a good start here tonight against Grand Island Central Catholic. Here's Steph Ross with the ball for Grand Island Central Catholic out here in three-point territory. Hardington touches the ball for the first time now, left of the lane. Lobs it inside. That's going to be Katie Brand. Backs up. Her shot in the lane. Good little turnaround jumper there by Katie Brand for Grand Island Central Catholic. She averages 7 points per ball game. And the Crusaders are on the board now. 5-2 the score. Adams Central comes back the other way. There's a feed to the right side. It's going to be Hobson with the ball. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles down near the baseline. Comes back out on top now to Kerry Coates. Coates dribbling with the ball. Bounce pass goes back inside to Hobson. Hobson right side of the lane. Jump pass, cross court. Going to be knocked out of bounds there by Grand Island Central Catholic Steph Ross. Adams Central playing things in on the far sideline. 5-2 is the score. Adams Central out on top. There's a Jillian Moravec into the ball game now for Grand Island Central Catholic. Also Steph Golka. Another Sarah Golka coming to the floor now for Grand Island Central Catholic. There's a shot from the deep left corner. It's put up there by Gotch. It's going to be no good. Rebounded in the opposite corner now by Janessa Bolin of AC. Bounce pass goes inside his set. Locker shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the easy one. Now a battle for the rebound in the lane. Jump ball is called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Grand Island Central Catholic, so the Crusaders will have the basketball here. 5:36 to play in the opening quarter. It's now a 5-2 ball game. Adams Central is out on top. Patriots 10-3 on the season. Grand Island Central Catholic coming at a mark of 9 wins and 5 losses. Here's Katie Brand driving down the lane. Her shot's off of the glass, no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Adams Central. Sedlak gets the rebound, gets it away now to Kerry Coates. And Coates will bring it into the offensive zone. The feed over on the left side, now to Jalinda Hobson. Holds it, top of the key. Janessa Bolin has got it. Bolin looking, puts it on the floor once, and now throws up a shot. Could be blocked down, picked up by AC. Bolin has got it back out here in three-point territory. Now to Jalinda Hobson playing beyond the three-point arc. Drives it to the free throw line, stops there, dumps it off down low to Bolin. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Adams Central gets the rebound. That's Hobson with the rebound. Goes down in the corner to Janessa Bolin. Hobson gets it back. Now on the right side, here's the Kelsey Sedlak, and she lays it in. Sedlak working along with Jalinda Hobson in the lane there. Sedlak's got her second field goal of the ball game. The Patriots are out on top by a score of 7-2. Here comes a Katie Brand back now for Grand Island Central Catholic to a Sarah Golka. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to a Borovec. Swings the left side down to Katie Brand. Takes it down to the baseline. Dumps it off into the lane. Her shot is up and in. Maggie Stump scores there for GICC. 7-4 the score. Adams Central has got the lead. Here's a feed inside. It's going to be tipped away from Kelsey Sedlak out of bounds. McGowan comes back in. Here comes Steph Ross back in. And Katie Shields now going to check in for GICC. They'll go with about an 8-person rotation here in the basketball game here tonight. 7-4, Adams Central has got a 3-point lead. Kerry Coates will inbound the ball. Sedlak shot's going to be blocked down in the lane there by McGowan. The ball recovered by GICC. Crusaders runner back the other way. Sarah Golka has got it now. Gets it away into the lane. Here's McGowan. Shot no good. Long rebound is tapped out. It's loose. It goes to the far side. It is picked up there by Steph Ross. Now back in the lane. The shot is up there. It's good. Jillian Borovec scoring there for GICC. That's her first field goal. And the Crusaders are back to within one. 7-6 to score. Adams Central out on top. Janessa Bolin starts off to her left. Now brings it back to the center of the floor and then throws the ball out of bounds here on the near sideline. Patriots not communicating there as they throw the ball out of bounds. The first turnover on Adams Central in the ball game. Patriots averaging 16 turnovers per ball game. That's their first one here tonight. Now the Crusaders have a chance to pull ahead here after Adam Central scored the first 5 points of the basketball game. Liz McGowan goes down to the baseline to Moravec. She drives, puts up a shot. It's good, and she's fouled in the play. Jillian Moravec scoring there for Grand Island Central Catholic, and she is fouled in the play. The bucket will count, and Moravec will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Janessa Boland picks up the personal foul for Adams Central. That's going to be her first team foul on the Patriots. Moravec to the free throw line now for Central Catholic. Dips the knees. The shot is up there, and she misses the free throw. Rebound comes down to Jalinda Hobson. So it's 8-7 now. Grand Island Central Catholic has their first lead here in the ball game in the first quarter. 3 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Jalinda Hobson drives the ball to the free throw line, stops there. Hobson being covered up, throws it over here on the right side to Leslie Pfeiffer, who's into the ball game. Takes it down on the baseline, has to get rid of it. Does to Hobson, takes it into the paint, double team. Hobson has the ball ripped out of there, comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. And the official is going to give the ball to Adams Central. But just as Jalinda catches the ball there in the lane, she draws at least two Crusaders right around her. That time they got the ball loose, but fortunately enough, Adams Central will get it as they play things in on the near side, and now it's slotted back out of bounds as the Leslie Pfeiffer will try to get things inbounded here for the Patriots. 3:09 to play in the first quarter, 8-7 to score. Adams Central down by a point here. Vanessa Boland circles around in the dribble, brings it out into the three-point territory. There's a feed to the wing and the left side, nearly intercepted. Emily Boniface grabs it. Now she's whistled for the traveling violation. So Boniface having problems with it now for Adams Central. Gives it right back to Grand Island Central Catholic with 2:59 to play here in the first quarter, 8-7 to score. The Crusaders out on top. Liz McGowan has got the ball for Grand Island Central Catholic, about a waist-high dribble, and she brings it across the midcourt stripe, takes it into the paint, dumps it down low. Here's a shot up there that's going to be no good by Scheel. Ball is loose. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Crusaders. So Katie Scheel takes the first shot in there for GICC in the paint. That would not go, and Adams Central will play things in there at backcourt. There comes Partington back in. Moravec checking out. Also coming out will be Katie Brand for the Central Catholic Crusaders. Adams Central has got the ball, 2:40 to play here in the first quarter, 8-7. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead. Here's Boniface, takes it down the right side of the lane, has it stripped away. It is loose. Scramble is on. Three players hit the deck. Jump ball is called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will play things in. Adams Central player in right in front of the Grand Island Central Catholic bench. Here comes Cheyenne Gotch back into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Janessa Bullen. Adams Central plays things in. Pfeiffer gets it down in the corner to Emily Boniface. Bounce pass into the lane. Mishandled by Sedlak. The scramble is on again. Finally, Grand Island Central Catholic comes up with it. Partington gets the ball to the near sideline. Now to Katie Brand. Now to Maggie Stump. Stump brings it into the offensive zone here for Grand Island Central Catholic. To Ross. Back out on top. That's Partington with the ball. Left side to a Katie Scheel. Out top of the key to McGowan. Drives it down the lane. And we got a foul call as she goes up for the shot. Hammered on the play there by the Patriots. Emily Boniface picks up the personal foul for Adams Central. That's going to be her first team foul number two on the Patriots. Non-shooting situation. It occurred on the drive-in, so Central Catholic will play things in from underneath their own basket. Katie Brand gets it right underneath the basket. A shot is up there. It's no good by McGowan. She blows the easy one, and the rebound comes down to Jalinda Hobson. Down the near sideline to a Boniface. Boniface back out to Hobson. Diagonal pass down in the corner. On the left side to Pfeiffer. Drives the baseline. Puts up a shot. It's blocked out of bounds. Brand got the block there for Grand Island Central Catholic, and it's going to be Adams Central playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Gary Coates comes back into the ballgame now for Adams Central. Coming out is going to be Boniface. 1:52 to play in the first quarter, 8-7. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead. Pfeiffer will inbound the ball here for Adams Central down in the corner. Here's a shot taken by Coates. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. Steph Ross has got it for Central Catholic. Drives it back one-on-one. Pulls up, shoots a little 15-footer for the right side of the lane. That's going to be no good, but losing the ball out of bounds for Adams Central with Cheyenne Gotch. So it's going to be Central Catholic basketball as they will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 1:41 to play first quarter. The Crusaders still out on top by a score of 8-7. Maggie Stump will play things in to Katie Brand in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound out near the free throw line. Finally picked up by Adams Central. Gotch has got it. Now she loses control of it. It's picked up by Grand Island Central Catholic. McGowan has got it in the lane. Her shot from 10. Good. Liz McGowan scores. That's going to be her first field goal of the ball game. She averages 13 in the season. She had 19 against Aquinas last week in their 48-40 upset win over the second-ranked team in Class C2. Now here's a personal foul as Adams Central brings the ball back in the forecourt here. Steph Ross is the guilty party. That's going to be your first team foul, number two on the Crusaders. We're down to a minute and 15 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 10-7 is the score. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead after Adams Central had a 5-0 lead and a 7-2 lead here in the first quarter. Here's a bowling right at the top of the key. Bounce pass in the wing on the left side to Kerry Coates. Falls down. Traveling violation. Coates right at the elbow. Just falls down with it there. And a traveling violation is called on Adams Central. That is the fourth turnover on the Crusaders. Rather, the fourth turnover on the Patriots so far in the ball game. And now the Crusaders will come back the other direction with a three-point lead. 10-7 is the score. Katie Brand will hand it away out here in three-point territory. The Golka. Now left side to Moravec, inside to Brand. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Battle for the rebound. We got a lot of bodies clanking into each other there in the lane, and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Central Catholic. It's going to go on Jamie Partington. That's going to be your first team foul, number three on the Crusaders here in the first quarter of play. And it's going to be Adams Central playing things in now with under a minute to play here in the first quarter. 10-7. Adams Central down by 3 points. Patriots have the ball. Janessa Bull, and her pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Ross. She comes up the floor, has problems with the dribble, and now we got a foul called. That's going to go on Ross after she lost control of the ball in the lane. Fighting for the ball there, and she picks up her second personal foul. So now Ross will have to come out with two fouls. Katie Shield comes back in there for Grand Island Central Catholic. 10-7 is the score. Crusaders still have the lead over Adams Central. We're down to 38 seconds to play here in the first quarter from the Crusader gym in Grand Island. Janessa Bolin has it tipped away again in backcourt. Now the scramble is on, and a timeout's going to be called by Grand Island Central Catholic. Covering the ball up there for the Crusaders was Katie Brand. So Adams Central has turned the ball over five times against the Central Catholic defense here in the first quarter. Brand gets the steal there and then falls on it and calls the timeout to save the possession. The Crusaders will get her back when we come back. 10-7 is the score. We'll take a break. Grand Island Central Catholic with a three-point lead.
Local and area athletes and teams stop at Hogan Sporting Goods. From a great selection of shoes and clothing to equipment, accessories, and much more, Hogan's has it. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, proudly supporting local and area high school athletes, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
30 seconds to play here in the first quarter, 10-7. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the basketball here. More of it comes out between the rings now to Katie Shield. Now to a Katie Brand. Brand left side of the lane, takes it to the elbow, dumps it off down low to a Moravec. Wheels are shot in the lane. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. Moravec grabs it back. Gets it in the lane. Here's Shield. His shot is up and in. Katie Shield scores after the offensive board there by Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders have a five-point lead. Here's Bowen with the ball from half court. She's going to launch it up well short. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. So Adams Central got off to a great start here tonight as they scored the first 5 points of the ball game and then led 7-2. The Grand Island Central Catholic comes right back, and the Crusaders have the lead after one quarter. It's Grand Island Central Catholic 12, Adams Central 7.
Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Bob Sass Flowers has beautiful bright flowers, green plants, and many more special unique gifts for your home or office decor. Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday. Call 462-2179.
Relax, it's Rheem. It's South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. You can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and other Rheem heating products, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax, it's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st, Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
1230 KHAS.
Scores from the Chapman Gymnasium. The St. Cecilia girls winners this afternoon over Aquinas 55-47. In the boys game, St. Cecilia is leading Aquinas after one quarter 14-12. The Nebraska women picking up a win this afternoon. Huskers beating Kansas State. That's their 17th straight win. The Nebraska men playing at Missouri tonight. Central Catholic with the opening possession, and they turn it over for the first time here. Pass into the lane is picked off by Kerry Coates. So 12-7 to score. Adams Central down by 5. Here's Gotts from deep in the left. No good. Rebound is off of the fingertips of Stedlack. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, let's see, it's going to be a Central Catholic ball. Nope, Adams Central is going to play it in. Last touch by the Crusaders. 7:44 to play here in the second quarter. 12-7. Adams Central trailing by 5 points. Pass comes way out on top. It's Janessa Bolin with the ball at the top of the key. Bolin hands it away to Kerry Coates. Open for three. Takes a shot from the top of the circle. It's going to be no good. Long rebound goes out to the far side, and Hodson grabs it. Hodson now to a Bolin. Bolin looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Resets the offense. There's a little pass to Coates. Bounce pass goes inside. Tipped away from Hodson. Ball is loose again. The scramble is on to the far side. 2-3 players at the deck, and a jump ball is called. Arrow playing in favor of the Patriots again, so Adams Central maintains control here. 7:19 to play in the first half, 12-7. The Crusaders out on top. Adams Central plays things in. Kerry Coates off of the far sideline for AC. Get things inbounded now to Cheyenne Goss. Lobs it in the lane. It's going to be picked off. Picked off by Maggie Stump. That's turnover number 6 now on the Patriots of Adams Central. Brand comes back. They get it to McGowan. Cross the lane, down to the baseline. Turnaround jumper by Partington is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and now we got a jump ball called. A jump ball called as Moravec is tied up in the play there, but this time the arrow pointing in favor of the Crusaders. The Grand Island Central Catholic will play things in. 7:03 remaining in the second quarter. Still 12-7. Crusaders have the lead. Here's Brand playing the ball in underneath the basket to Liz McGowan. Her shot's going to be no good. She was too far into the hoop there to get a good look at the basket. Now Adams Central comes out of there with a rebound. Bring it back in their offensive zone. The ball tipped away there from Leslie Pfeiffer down on the baseline. So it'll be Adams Central playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own hole here with 6 minutes and 53 seconds to play in the second quarter. Still 12-7 is the score. Jalinda Hodson drives the baseline. Fakes, goes up with a shot. It's good. High off the window. Jalinda Hodson scores for Adams Central. That's her first field goal of the ballgame. She had 12 the other night against Wood River. 12-9 to score now. Adams Central back to within 3 points. Here's the Crusaders back in their offensive end. A pass is going to be tipped, and it's going to be brought down by Adams Central. Second consecutive turnover now on the Crusaders as Jalinda Hodson comes out of there with the ball. Down to Kerry Coates. Coates just beyond the 10-second line in the offensive zone. Here's a pass deflected out of bounds by Julian Moravec, trying to get it over here to Janessa Bolin. Adams Central plays things in. They're down by 3 points with 6.5 to go here in the second quarter. Leslie Pfeiffer with the ball. Goes over to Cheyenne Gotts down in the corner. Bolin for three. Shot good. Janessa Bolin hits the three-pointer. She's connecting on 41% of her three-pointers so far this season. She launches one there from a different area code deep in the left corner. Back the other way, Central Catholic. Here's Partington in the lane. She goes up with a shot, and it's knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. So now we're tied up at 12 points apiece. Adams Central and Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight in girls high school basketball. Into the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Emily Boniface. Coming out will be Cheyenne Gotch. Central Catholic will play things in. Brand in the lane. Moravec shot is wild. Rebounded by Partington, and now a foul is called. And Partington will go to the free throw line. The foul here is going to go on Adams Central's Jalinda Hodson. That's going to be foul number 1 on Hodson. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Patriots. And going to the free throw line, Jamie Partington for Central Catholic. Her shot is up there. The shot rims off. No good. She'll get one more. Partington is averaging 5 points and 7 rebounds per game. She had 5 points last week in that win over David City Aquinas. Central Catholic has not played in a week. They had a game this past week postponed with Kearney Catholic because of the weather. Next shot is up there. It is no good by Partington, and the rebound comes down to Jalinda Hodson. So we're tied up at 12 points apiece. Adams Central can regain the lead here with a field goal. Bolin has got it. Out to Coates, mishandles the ball. Picks it up right at the 10-second line. Now steps over the line, over back violation on Adams Central. So Adams Central has turned the ball over 7 times already in the basketball game. They've got 12 points on the board. They had turnover problems the other night in the ball game against Wood River, as they had 16 turnovers against the Eagles in the first half alone. They were able to pick up a win over Wood River, 45-38, as they had a big third quarter. And now Central Catholic is going to turn the ball away again. falling down with the ball on the right side of the lane with McGowan, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. That's three turnovers on Grand Island Central Catholic. Adams Central comes back. Here's Janessa Bolin. Brings it into the forecourt. Central Catholic still in the man-to-man defense. There's a feed over to Emily Boniface. Now to Bolin out here in three-point territory. Moves it to Coates. Lobs it inside. The ball tipped away from Hobson. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Adams Central ball. And the Crusaders just kind of sagging back on Jalinda Hobson. She's a leading scorer and leading rebounder here for the Patriots. Here's the inbounds pass into Emily Boniface. Gets it back to Coates. Has the ball swatted away. It's picked up in the corner by McGowan. Liz has got it now for Grand Island Central Catholic. Throws it to the far side to Maggie Stump. Stump now to Liz McGowan. Into the forward court now as they get it to Morovic. Down in the corner now to Katie Shield. Now they work it inside to Liz McGowan. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Now we got a, what do we have here? We have a jump ball called. And now the Patriots have got an injury, too. Coming out of the basketball game is Emily Boniface. She fell down back here. She was slow in getting up on that last possession. And Boniface comes to the sideline now, holding her right arm. That's the last thing the Patriots need is another injury. And they're playing without two starters here tonight in Carrie Holman and also Kelly Shock. Boniface has been one of the girls that has stepped into a more definite role here. Now she's going to have to be helped to the locker room. So that's not good news for the Patriots as Boniface will have to go to the locker room now for head coach Tim Marker and the Patriots. And now his rotation is down to about six girls. Adams Central back in their offensive end. And they had a personal foul called here on Katie Brand, which is going to be her first. That's five team fouls now on the Crusaders, three on Grand Island Central Catholic. And the girls you see on the floor here probably have to go the rest of the way. Now as Boniface is in the locker room for the Patriots. Here's Janessa Bolin with the ball now for Adams Central. As it's stripped away, the scramble is on. It's recovered here by Central Catholic, and now a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on to Bolin. Brand was down on the floor covering up the ball, and Bolin was kind of on top of her there, and she picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Janessa Bolin. We're still tied up at 12 points apiece. 4.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Here's a Katie Brand with the ball. Brand dumps it on the right side of the lane. They get it down to a Maggie Stump. Now to Morovic. Puts a girl in the air. Fires up a shot and it's good. Jillian Morovic scores there for Central Catholic. She's got 6 points in the ball game. It's now a 14-12 contest. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead. Adams Central with the ball. Has it stripped away from Bolin. Bolin picks it back up. Lob pass goes over to Cheyenne Gotch. Lobs it into the lane and it's going to be deflected again. Patriots are going to have to get some perimeter action going here because they cannot get it inside against this Grand Island Central Catholic defense. They're pretty well covering up Jalinda Hobson inside. Here's Hobson now. She drives the ball to the hole this time, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good, and she is fouled in the play. Maggie Stump picks up the personal foul for Central Catholic. That's going to be her first team foul number six in the ball game now in Central Catholic. Going to the free throw line will be Hobson. She's got 2 points so far tonight, 64% foul shooter in the season. And her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Linda Hobson now 26 out of 40 from the free throw line. Into the ball game now is Kelsey Sedlak coming out for Adams Central. Getting a breather is Leslie Pfeiffer. So Jalinda Hobson will toe the mark with a second and two. Her shot is up there. It's good. Adams Central has come back to tie up the ball game now at 14 points apiece. 4 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Crusader Gym in Grand Island. We've got the boys game coming up next. Undefeated Grand Island Central Catholic and undefeated Adams Central. Squaring off in the nightcap here tonight. Sarah Golka has problems with it. Now she's tied up on the play. As a couple of players hit the deck, one was Golka. The other one was a Cheyenne Gotch for Adams Central. A jump ball called. The arrow pointing in favor of the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders will play things in off of the far side. 3:50 remaining here in the second quarter. Tied up at 14 points apiece. Liz McGowan, bounce pass, left side. Partington has got it. Top of the key now to a Katie Brand. Brand moves it over to a Katie Shield. She holds it now, left side of the lane. Bounce pass to McGowan. Cranks up a 17-footer. Rims off, no good. Rebounded by Morovic. She falls down into traveling violation. Morovic grabs it there in the lane for Central Catholic and then loses her footing, and down she goes. A traveling violation is called on GICC. 3:32 to play here in the second quarter. 14-14 is the score. Girls high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS from the Crusader Gym in Grand Island. Cheyenne Gotch entry pass deflected away again from Hobson. It's going to be picked up by Central Catholic, but then they throw the ball away. It's picked up by Janessa Boland, takes it down to Coates. Her pass into the lane again down to the baseline is intercepted by Moravec. So the Crusaders come back. Here's another pass deflected, but it's picked up near the 10-second line by Katie Brand. So the Crusaders have it, 3 minutes to play here in the second quarter. We're tied up at 14 points apiece. Moravec in three-point territory, circles around on the dribble, takes it to the elbow, gives it up now to Liz McGowan in three-point territory. Knocked loose by Gouch, and now Cheyenne has got it, and she's going to be fouled from behind by Katie Brand. So Gouch got the steal, but Katie Brand comes back and fouls her as she was heading for the hole there for Adams Central. And now we're going to have a one-and-one situation for Cheyenne Gouch, averaging 1.9 points per ball game so far this year. Just a 25% free throw shooter. She is a 2 out of 8 from the free throw line so far this season. She has a chance to give the Patriots the lead here in the ball game. Into the contest now, Steph Ross for Grand Island Central Catholic. Coming out will be Katie Scheel. We're tied up at 14 points apiece. As Cheyenne Gotch will go to the free throw line here for the Patriots. Her shot is up there. That one is no good. Off of the right side, she misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebound comes down to Central Catholic. Long pass down the floor. They get it to McGowan on the right sideline. Hammers the ball inside to Ross. Her shot no good. She's fouled on the play. She is fouled on the play here. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on the Patriots. And going to the free throw line is going to be Steph Ross. Her shot is up there. It is good. Kaylee Rader into the ball game for Adams Central now and picked up that last personal foul for the Patriots. So Rader is into the ball game now for Adams Central. Next shot is up there. It is good. The Raider, a 5'8" freshman, down to the contest for head coach Tim Marker because of injuries that the Patriots have sustained. Coming to the ball game, they've had one tonight. Emily Boniface is down. 16-14 is the score right now. Adams Central is down by 2 points. Patriots with the ball, driving the ball to the rack. As shot is up there, it's going to be no good by Pfeiffer. And the rebound comes down to Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders down the right sideline. Steph Ross, bounce pass down to the baseline. Ross has got it. He sends it into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Janessa Boland. And now Tim Marker wants to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter. It's not been a picture-perfect ball game here tonight. Adams Central with 9 turnovers. Central Catholic has got 5. We've got 30 points on the board between the two teams. We've got a timeout here in the second quarter. Central Catholic 16, Adams Central 14.
Rogers Incorporated. Service built this business.
Score more savings on Toshiba electronic products at Rogers Incorporated. And now, no down payment and no interest for 6 months with low monthly payments on a Toshiba electronics purchase $499 and up. Plus, get up to a $50 delivery and or installation rebate by mail with the purchase of qualifying Toshiba products. Ask Rogers for the details. 1035 South Burlington, Hastings. Open every day, Sundays, noon to 4.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHS. We are at the Crusader Gym in Grand Island. Girls ball game here tonight between Central Catholic and Adams Central. And right now it's a 16-14 ball game. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead. Earlier tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia's girls picked up a win over Aquinas, 55-47. Boys are playing right now at last check into the first quarter. St. Cecilia had the lead over Aquinas by a score of 14-12. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 16-14. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead. And now Adams Central facing some pressure in backcourt. They turn the ball over again. It is picked up by Central Catholic. Here's a shot from the right side. Sarah Golka down at the baseline. Her shot is up and in. That is 10 turnovers now at Adams Central. Golka gets her first field goal of the ball game. Now the Crusaders have a 4-point advantage. 18-14 with 1 minute and 45 seconds to play here in the second quarter. And now we got a foul here as the Patriots got the ball back in the offensive scoring zone. And a foul out on top by Liz McGowan of Central Catholic. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Liz. This will be team foul number 8 on Grand Island Central Catholic. To the free throw line now is going to be Haley Rader for Adams Central. Just the freshman. Into the ball game now for head coach Tim Marker. So Rader toes the mark here for the Patriots. 18-14. Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead. Here's a shot. It is up there. It's off of the right side. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Moravec. Julian Borovic grabs the board to Maggie Stump. So a four-point lead here for the Crusaders. Central Catholic has got the ball. Out between the rings is going to be Stump Ross. Adam Central still in the man-to-man. Here's Borovic. Borovic holds it now about 25 feet away from the basket. Trying to penetrate, spins to the top of the key, drives it down the lane. Shawn is up there from 17, no good. Borovic on her knees, grabs the rebound to Maggie Stump. Her shot no good. Rebound Partington, her shot no good. Ball is tapped out and is picked up by Jalinda Hodson. Hodson comes to a screeching stop there in backcourt, gets it away to Janessa Boland. A minute six left here in the second quarter, 18-14. Central Catholic with a lead. Jalinda Hodson takes the ball in the lane. We got a foul called. Hodson on the drive is fouled on the play by Partington. That's the second foul on Jamie Partington. End of the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Kerry Coates coming out. Is going to be Raider. 1 minute to play here in quarter number two. 18-14 the score. Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead. Here comes Katie Shield back into the ball game now for Partington. A change for Grand Island Central Catholic. Jalinda Hopson to the free throw line. She's got 4 points so far tonight. And her free throw is up there. Dances off of the rim. No good. A two to the whistle here on the rebound. And a foul is going to go on Adams Central. Leslie Pfeiffer picks up the personal foul for the Patriots. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number six on Adams Central. So no free throws here. We got 59.5 seconds to play in the first half. Central Catholic led 12-7 after the first quarter. And the Crusaders continue to lead. It is 18-14 here in girls high school basketball tonight. Central Catholic back with the ball. Liz McGowan works against the Jalinda Hodson. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's going to be Stump, and now we got a traveling violation on Stump. Maggie had it deep in the corner, and a traveling violation is called on her. That's six turnovers now in Grand Island Central Catholic. Cheyenne Gotch into the ball game now for Adams Central, replacing Leslie Pfeiffer. 48 seconds to play. Adams Central down by 4 points. It's 18-14. Crusaders applying some pressure back here. Kerry Coates with the ball. Passes down the near sideline to Gotch, chases it down. Gotch goes to Hodson, drives the baseline, runs into some traffic, and now a foul is called. Hodson angling in from the right corner toward the basket, draws the personal foul on Katie Scheel. That's going to be the second foul on Scheel. And going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Jalinda Hodson. She has got 4 points in the ball game, 2 out of 3 from the line tonight. Her shot is up there. That one is good. She'll get one more. 18-15 the score now. Grand Island Central Catholic continues the lead. And Jalinda Hodson will have another one. Hodson averaging a double-double so far this year, 10 points and 13 rebounds per game. She hits her second free throw. Now the Patriots are back within 2 points, 18-16. 35 seconds to go as the Crusaders bring the ball to the floor again. There's a Maggie Stump with the ball. Stump looks, comes to Sarah Golka now out here in three-point territory. Golka tries to go on the high post to Katie Brand. The ball is tipped away, and now it's picked up by the Central Catholic Crusaders. Here's Maggie Stump with the ball to Sarah Golka. Outside now in the three-point arc. They get it to the Crusaders. Sliding inside, a shot is taken. It's no good. Follow shot is up there. It is. Maggie Stump gets the offensive board and the put that back there for Central Catholic. Here's a shot from half court that's going to be no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. So Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead here at halftime. They led 12-7 at the end of the first quarter. And the Patriots are down here at halftime by 4 points. The score at halftime of our girls' high school basketball game tonight, Grand Island Central Catholic 20, Adams Central 16. You're listening to high school basketball from 1230 KHAS.
Everybody loves a sale, and CPI Mr. Tire announces their unbelievable tractor tire sale. Co-op pivot tires built for a longer life as low as $120 in the 11 2x24 4-ply. The Agra Radial 3, performance that can reduce downtime and fuel cost, is only $770 in the 18-4 R38 size. The 10x16 8-ply Farm Master Front tractor tire, only $130. All prices cash and carry, so hurry into your area CPI Mr. Tire.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, back at the Crusader Gym at Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. The Crusaders have the lead over the Adams Central Patriots in girls high school play. 20-16 is the score. Adams Central jumped out to a 5-0 lead in the ball game tonight. Also led 7-2 before the Crusaders came back and scored the next 6 points of the ball game to grab their first lead at 8-7. And the Crusaders led at the end of the first quarter 12-7. So after Adams Central got out to that 7-2 lead, the Crusaders scored the final 10 points of the first quarter to grab their 5-point advantage at the end of the first period, 12-7. Adams Central comes back, scores the first 5 points of the second quarter to tie things up at 12. We're tied up at 14. Grand Island Central Catholic went ahead by the score of 18-14. And right now it's a 4-point ball game at the half. It's Grand Island Central Catholic 20 and Adams Central 16. Again, we've got action going on tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium as well at Hastings St. Cecilia. In a girls' ball game tonight, St. Cecilia beat Aquinas by the score of 55-47. Now in the boys' ball game, Hastings St. Cecilia has got a 13-point advantage at halftime over Aquinas, 29-16. That was close at the end of the first quarter with 14-12 in favor of the Blue Hawks. But St. Cecilia outscoring Aquinas there in the second period by a margin of 15-4. The Blue Hawks have the lead at halftime. It is 29-16. Again, we're at halftime here of our girls' high school basketball game. Adams Central trailing the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic to score 20-16. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drug Stores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Again, Grand Island Central Catholic with a lead over Adams Central here at halftime in our girls' high school basketball game tonight, 20-16. The Crusaders led 12-7 at the end of the first quarter. They still have a 4-point lead here at halftime, 20-16. Scoring in the ball game for Adams Central, Jalinda Hobson is leading the way, but Jalinda's got only one field goal here in this first half. She's got 4 free throws, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line, so Hobson has got 6 points in the basketball game. Kelsey Sedlak has got 4 points on a couple of field goals. Kerry Coates has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 3 points. And also scoring in the first half was Janessa Boland, hit a 3-pointer from the left corner. She got 3 points in the ball game. Adams Central, 5 out of 8 from the free throw line here in the first half of play, unofficially 10 turnovers in the basketball game. Grand Island Central Catholic has got 6 turnovers here in the first half. They were 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. And they have got 7 out of their 8 that they had in the rotation there in that first half scored in the contest. Jillian Moravec has got 3 field goals, and she's 0-1 from the free throw line. She has got 6. Maggie Stump has got a couple of field goals and 4 points. Sarah Golka has got a field goal for 2. Katie Brand has got a field goal, 2 points. Steph Ross, 2 free throws, 2 points. Liz McGowan has got a field goal for 2. And Katie Shield has got a field goal and 2 points for Grand Island Central Catholic. So, again, the Patriots trailing Grand Island Central Catholic here at halftime. The score is 20-16. After this one tonight, Adams Central will take on Lexington next week. In fact, they got Lexington and Hastings High on their schedule next week. That'll be a Thursday and Friday affair, both of those games on the road for the Patriots. Lexington having a fine season right now. They're sitting at 9-3, and again, Hastings High 3-11. But Patriots and the Tigers will get together at the Tiger Gym next Friday night, and again, the Patriots will play at Lexington on Thursday. Grand Island Central Catholic next up for them. They have got the Centennial Conference basketball tournament, and their first round opponent will be the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia. That'll be a ball game on Tuesday night. It'll start at 6 o'clock right here at the Crusader Gym as the Centennial Conference basketball tournament gets underway across the state next week. St. Cecilia boys going to have their home game on Tuesday. They'll take on the winner of the game going on Monday night between Aquinas and Boys Town. Well, St. Cecilia will have a home game next week. That'll be on Tuesday. It'll start at 7 o'clock at the Chapman Gymnasium against either Boys Town or Aquinas. Hastings St. Cecilia will play Grand Island Central Catholic in a girls' game next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock right here at the Chapman Gymnasium. The semifinals for the girls in the Centennial Conference basketball tournament next week will be held at Lincoln Christian High School on Thursday night. And then the championship will be on Saturday afternoon at 4:15. Number one seed on the girls' side of things, Wahoo Newman. They will play on Tuesday against either Council Bluffs St. Albert or Lincoln Lutheran. Number one seed on the boys' side is Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders will have a Tuesday game at 7:45 here at home against either SCOTUS or Elkhorn Mount Michael. Those two teams will play on Monday. St. Cecilia, the number two seed. Again, the semifinals will be played at Lincoln Christian High School. The boys will play on Friday night at 6 and 7:45, and then the boys' championship on Saturday at 6 o'clock at Lincoln Christian. Again, we are at halftime of our girls' high school basketball game here tonight at the Crusader Gym in Grand Island. The score, Grand Island Central Catholic, leading Adams Central by 4, 20-16. We'll have more after this.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Ross Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling. Also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Ross Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Ross Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Crusaders Gym at Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight. The Crusaders out on top of Adams Central. The score is 20-16. Again, Adams Central had an early 5-point lead in this one. 5-0 and 7-2 in the first quarter before the Crusaders came back to grab the 12-7 advantage at the end of one quarter. Signed up a couple of times in the second period at 12-14. Central Catholic went ahead 18-14. And right now a 20-16 ball game in favor of the Crusaders as we get ready for the second half of play. If you're just joining us, two starters out for Adams Central here tonight. Kelly Shuck out with a hip and back injury. Expected back here in the next 7 to 10 days. Carrie Holland re-injured her knee that she had problems with a year ago, and her status for the rest of the season is uncertain. And then in the first half of this ball game, Emily Boniface went down there in the second quarter. She had some sort of an arm injury. She was up to the locker room, and she is not on the bench right now for Adams Central. So the Patriots playing basically three people short. In fact, they've been forced to go with a freshman in the ball game tonight, who has not seen a whole lot of playing time of any on the varsity level this season. That was Kaylee Rader, who got into the ball game for Tim Barker and the Patriots there in the second quarter. We'll find out what happens here in the second half. Adams Central gets the opening possession. Patriots will shoot to our basket to our left. There's Sedmak with the ball at the top of the key. Now to Cheyenne Gotch. One person through the lane there on the cut. Now they throw the ball out of bounds. It's going to be tipped out by Central Catholic. They were trying to get it to Janessa Bolin, who was the cutter through the lane there for the Patriots. But Central Catholic tips the ball out of bounds. Adams Central will play things in. Sedlak has got it left side of the lane. Puts it on the floor, dribbles out here. There's a pass out on top to Bolin. Jump pass down low, grabbing the ball as Coates. Her shot is up and in. Carrie Coates hits the field goal for Adams Central just to the right of the basket. She has got 5 points in the ball game, 20-18. Crusaders with a two-point lead. Driving back the other way is McGowan, and she is fouled in the play. So foul is going to go on Adams Central. They can ill afford to get anybody in foul trouble here in this one tonight. Janessa Bolin picks up the foul. Her third personal foul. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Adams Central. That's Hobson. She just throws the ball down the floor, and nobody was there for Adams Central. And now a double dribble violation or a traveling violation called him Steph Ross. She chases it down there for Grand Island Central Catholic, but then she's whistled for the traveling violation. So a turnover on the Crusaders. That's going to be their seventh of the ball game. And now Adams Central will play things in as coach will get it out here to Janessa Bolin. Central Catholic still in the man-to-man defense. Hobson has got it now, out in three-point territory. Hobson has still got it. Finally gets it away to Kerry Coates. Puts it on the floor, dribbles over there to the right side. Coates stops. Here's a pass that's going to be tipped and intercepted. Katie Brand grabs it now for Central Catholic. Brand gets the ball ahead. That's Maggie Stump. She drives, shoots, and scores. Maggie Stump now is 6 points in the ball game and is now 20-18. Adams Central, or actually 22-18 it should be. Central Catholic has got a four-point lead. Adams Central the ball. Cheyenne Gotch, deep wing, right side, out to Kerry Coates, top of the key. Coates dribbling with the ball now out here. Swings it to the left side. That's Kelsey Sidlack with it. Bounce pass down low, tipped away from Jalinda Hobson. Ball is recovered here by Katie Brand of Central Catholic, and now a double dribble violation as she gets rid of it to McGowan here on the near sideline, and the Crusaders turn it over for the eighth time here tonight. 22-18 the score. Adams Central down by 4 points. Patriots will inbound the ball right in front of the scorer's table. Sedlak gets it to Jalinda Hobson. Hobson gets it down low. Kerry Coates grabs it. Her shot is up there. It is no good, but she's fouled in the play. Coates was wide open and sliding back there quickly. Covering her up and committing the personal foul was Liz McGowan. That's going to be her third. And now going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Coates. She's got 5 points in the ball game tonight. 63% foul shooter on the season. Coates puts it up there. The shot good. Adams Central in the first half, 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. They're now 6 out of 9, and they're within 3 points, 22-19. Central Catholic with the advantage. Here comes the next shot by Coates. It is up there. That one is perfect, so she cans 2 free throws. And the Patriots are back within 2 points now, 22-20. Adams Central drops back into defense, man-to-man affair here. There's a Liz McGowan down in the corner, and it goes over the head of Katie Brand out of bounds. Well, the Crusaders really look confused offensively. Here comes Julian Morovic into the ball game now, replacing McGowan for Central Catholic. 6:14 to play in the third quarter. 22-20 is the score. Van Allen Central Catholic with a 2-point lead over the Patriots, and here's another foul called. Janessa Bolin was driving it to the baseline, and a foul is going to be called on Katie Brand of Central Catholic. That's going to be her third, and now the Crusaders want to call a timeout. Van Allen Central Catholic will call a timeout here. 6 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the third quarter. We've got a break with the score. Central Catholic 22, Adams Central 20.
Familiar faces, new business. The new business is Auto Glass Experts. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. The familiar faces are Jeff Fitzke and Brent Vortestrasse. They have more than 25 years combined experience in the auto glass business. Auto Glass Experts will take care of your vehicle's windshield replacement, rock chip repair, machinery glass, and commercial and residential windshields. They'll even come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call Jeff and Brent at 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings, supports local and area high school, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers athletes, teams, and coaches.
1230 KHAS.
It's game of two tonight here on 1230 KHAS with the Crusader Gym at Grand Island Central Catholic, the Crusaders, and the Patriots in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader tonight. Boys game going to feature a couple of undefeated teams. They'll be scoring off beginning at 7:45 tonight. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHAS. 6 minutes to play here in the girls' ball game. We're in the third quarter. 22-20 the score. Central Catholic has got the lead. Adams Central has got the ball. Kerry Coates slides around. Bounce pass down low to Sedlak, and she is fouled in a play. Jamie Partington is going to be the guilty party here for Central Catholic. That's going to be her third personal foul. So now McGowan and Partington and Katie Brand, all with 3 personal fouls for Central Catholic. Here's Kelsey Sedlak to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. That one rims off. No good. Sedlak will have another one. She had 12 points the other night in their win over Wood River, 45-38, at 10 of those points in the third quarter. Sedlak, a 43% foul shooter from the free throw line. Her next one is up there and in, so she hits 1 out of 2 here. And the Patriots are back within 1 point. 22-21 5 minutes and 49 seconds to play now here in the third quarter. Stump goes over here to a Moravec, not in three-point territory. Now to Steph Ross, down to Katie Brand. Brand takes it down close to the baseline. Now gets rid of it again. They come back out on top as Julian Moravec with the ball. To the free throw line to Brand, tries to dump it down low to Moravec. It's too far out of bounds. Central Catholic turns it over for the 10th time here tonight. And in the ball game now for the Crusaders, Katie Shield. And now Adams Central has a chance to pull ahead right here, 22-21. As we approach the five-minute mark here in the third quarter, Janessa Bullen gets the ball away to Carey Coates, dumps it down low to Sedlak, and she puts it in there left-handed. Kelsey Sedlak hits the field goal. She's now got 7 points in the ball game, and the Patriots go back out on top, 23-22. 5 minutes and 9 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Adams Central back in their man-to-man defense. Ross for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bolin of Adams Central. Bolin gets the ball ahead. That's going to be Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch gets rid of it. Down low. Here's a shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good as Coach misses that one. And the rebound comes down to Central Catholic. Down the far sideline. Brand has got it. Now the Crusaders will hold things up here. They're down by 1 point, 23-22. 4:43 to play. Third quarter. Scheel. Now it's a Brand. Takes it back to the left side to Steph Ross. Picked up out there by Cheyenne Gotch of Adams Central. Top of the key, Moravec hammers the ball down low. A shot by Ross is going to be no good. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central basketball. McGowan comes in for the Crusaders. Adams Central is going to play the ball in now here in backcourt. But first, Tim Marker wants to call a timeout. Adams Central wants to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play. We're in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score of the Patriots 23, the Crusaders 22.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
The ball also available tonight on the internet at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. 23-22 is the score. Adams Central with a 1 point lead. Patriots have the ball here in backcourt, bringing it up against some pressure. The ball tapped away right at the 10 second line. It's picked up here by Carey Coates. Coates has got it now for Adams Central. Left-handed dribble, drives it, now leaves it to the near sideline. Pfeiffer has problems with it, and we got a foul called as Pfeiffer is knocked down into play. Personal foul is going to go on Stump of Central Catholic. That's going to be your second. That's going to be team foul number four on the Crusaders. So no free throws here. Adams Central plays things in. Carey Coates gets it out between the rings now to Janessa Bolin. Bolin puts it on the floor, moves to her right now on the dribble, stops there. Bolin looks, gets to the coach, dumps it inside to Jalinda Hobson, and the ball is kicked out of her hands out of bounds. Katie Scheel getting her hands out there for Central Catholic. Adams Central plays things in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Coates looking to trigger things in for AC, finally does so. There's Bowen, her shot right in front of the basket. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Central Catholic. Running back the other way is McGowan. She drives, shoots, and scores. Liz McGowan goes coast-to-coast there for Central Catholic. Gets her second field goal of the ball game, and the Crusaders go back out on top now. 24-23, 3:46 to play here in the third quarter from the Crusader gym. Janessa Bolin lobs the ball into the lane. It's going to be grabbed there by Hobson, and she's going to be tied up on the play. Boy, Jalinda just getting a lot of attention there from the Central Catholic defense. Every time the ball comes her way, there's nothing but white shirts around her. This time the jump ball, alternating possession arrow, is pointing in favor of Central Catholic, so the Crusaders will get her back here. The Adams Central turnover. Adams Central has turned the ball over 13 times in the basketball game. It's 24-23. The Crusaders have a one-point lead. We're in the third quarter with 3 minutes and 37 seconds to play here in the period. Liz McGowan has got the ball now for Central Catholic. Lobs it down in the corner. Moravec, and a traveling violation is called on Moravec. The 11th turnover on Central Catholic here in the ball game. Here comes Cheyenne Gotch into the ball game now for Adams Central. Coming out is going to be Carey Coates, as head coach Tim Marker continues to give his players a rest in about an eight-girl rotation here tonight. Patriots playing with, well, three players, two starters in the ball game tonight. They're trailing by 1 point, 24-23. There's a bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Now a jump ball is called. Three players hit the deck again. Jump ball is called, and the arrow is pointing this time in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will maintain control. They will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket with 3:14 to play here in the third quarter. Leslie Pfeiffer looking to play things in, does so. Sedlak has got it, double team, gets it back to Pfeiffer, circles around, drives for the hole, and she is found with the play. And Pfeiffer now goes to the free throw line here for Adams Central. Personal foul is whistled there on Liz McGowan of Central Catholic. The Crusaders, they're in a world of hurt as far as the fouls are concerned. McGowan's now got four. Brand's got three. Partington has got three fouls. And we're still in the third. Shot from the free throw line is going to be no good from Pfeiffer. She'll have another one. End of the ball game now. Steph Ross coming out. It's going to be McGowan. So Leslie Pfeiffer, a 67% foul shooter in the season, will toe the mark here. First, second, up two. This one is up there and in, so she hits one out of two. Now the Patriots have come back to tie things up at 24 points apiece here in the third quarter. Katie Brand drives it all the way to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And rebound down in the corner by Jalinda Hodson. Hodson gets the ball away to Janessa Bolin. Her pass is going to be intercepted by Brand. Brand has got it for Central Catholic. Drives it, shoots it, and scores it. Katie Brand scores for Central Catholic. She's got 4 points, and the Crusaders are on top now. 26-24. Adams Central comes back with 2:44 to play here in the third quarter. Janessa Bolin into the offensive zone, works against Brand, lobs it down in the corner. Pfeiffer goes for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. And it's going to be Central Catholic basketball. That's by the Patriots. And now Adams Central applies some pressure back here in backcourt with 2:35 remaining in the third quarter. 26-24. Central Catholic with a lead. Katie Brand, right-handed dribble, dumps it off into the lane. Grabbing the ball there is Partington. Shot no good. Rebound loose, picked up by Steph Ross. Ross gets it out on the wing, now to Moravec. Moravec, now to Brand, pulls up, shoots a little 12-footer, hits it. Katie Brand hits her third field goal of the ball game, and now Tim Barker wants to burn another timeout. Adams Central calls another timeout, 2 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break now with a score, Grand Island Central Catholic 28, Adams Central 24.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
Again, scores from earlier today. Hastings St. Cecilia girls winning over Aquinas by a score of 55-47. At last check in the boys' ball game, St. Cecilia beat, actually were ahead of Aquinas, to score 29-16. That was a halftime score. Hastings St. Cecilia 29, Aquinas 16 in boys' high school. Girls' game here tonight in Grand Island, 28-24. Grand Island Central Catholic with the lead over Adams Central. Neither team really opening up any kind of a lead here in this one tonight. Adams Central had a five-point lead in the first quarter. And Grand Island Central Catholic is led by as many as 4 points. They've got a four-point lead right now at 28-24. It's been a tight ball game here tonight. Adams Central has got it following the timeout. Deep in the corner, Kerry Coates has got it, drives the baseline, nearly stepped out of bounds. Goes across the lane. Here's a shot up there by Cheyenne Gotch. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Partington for Grand Island Central Catholic. Now the Crusaders have the ball. A chance to open up their lead a little bit. They lead by four right now. Brand drives it into the lane. Her shot is up there. Too strong. Rebound Partington. Foul shot is up there. No good. Rebound Central Catholic. And the foul shot is up and in. That's Steph Ross. Three shots at the bucket there. Now Central Catholic has their biggest lead of the ball game, 30-24. It comes with a 1:40 left here in the third quarter. And now Coates is going to be knocked out of bounds here, and a foul is going to be called. She was double-teamed in the quarter, and a personal foul is going to be called on Ross of Central Catholic. That's going to be her third. That's going to be team foul number six on the Crusaders. So Adams Central inbound the ball. Kerry Coates gets it on the wing to Janessa Bolin. Down in the corner again to Coates. Her three-pointer is good. Kerry Coates nails the tray from deep in the left corner. She has got 10 points in the basketball game. Coates now in double figures. 30-27, Brand's pass in the lane, deflected away, picked up by Partington. Back outside to Ross. Comes across the top now to Katie Bram. Down to the left side to Ross. Loses it to the left side now. That's a Maggie Stump. Pulls up as he fires up a little 12-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Boland, or rather to Linda Hobson for Adams Central. Patriots back in the offensive zone. Here's a Sedlak with the ball. Down to Kerry Coates on the wing. They get it to Hobson. Drives down the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Hobson falling down underneath the basket. No foul called, but Hobson gets the field goal to go down, and the Patriots have now scored the last 5 points in the ball game. It's now 30-29. Here's Brand with the ball. Now to Partington. Free throw line extended right side for Grand Island Central Catholic to Maggie Stump. Top of the key. Back to the wing on the right side. It's Moravec. The ball tipped away, and it's out of her hands, out of bounds. Over here defensively with Cheyenne Gotch of Adams Central. And the Patriots just knocked the ball out of there, but Crusaders were the last to touch it right before it goes out of bounds here in front of the Crusader bench. So a turnover on Central Catholic. That's their 12th of the ball game. And now Adams Central, after falling behind by six, a chance to reclaim the lead right here in this possession. Janessa Boland goes to Kerry Coates. Another three. Her shot is going to be no good. Rebound to the corner. Coates tries to save it, but she can't get to it. It goes out of bounds. 30-29. We're in the third quarter with 26.6 seconds to play here in the quarter. Adams Central applying a little bit of pressure back here as Brand brings the ball up for Grand Island Central Catholic. Gets it to the top of the key, spins at the free throw line, gives it away to Partington. Partington comes back out on top as they send it back to the right side to Julian Moravec. Moravec, wicking get away on the wing, dribbles inside at three-point arc, covered up, double team, comes out to Katie Brand, now down inside to Ross, and she is out on the play. They got it to Ross right in front of the basket there, and she is hit on the play by the Patriots, and a foul is going to go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Jessica Lindblad, who's into the ball game now for the Patriots. That's going to be her first. So it's 30-29. We've got 5 seconds to play here in the third. Steph Ross will toe the mark here for the Crusaders. Her shot is up there. It's good. Ross now 3-on-3 from the free throw line. She's got 5 points in the ball game. 31-29, Central Catholic with a lead. There comes the next shot by Ross. That one is up there. Falls off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central's Jalinda Hofstetter. Pass down the near sideline, deflected out of bounds by Katie Brand of Central Catholic. And now 0.5 seconds to go. Adams Central inbound here on the near sideline. Coach looked to play it in. Coach looking, finally gets it out here. The Hobson fires up a shot. It's going to be no good. It wouldn't have counted anyway. Well after the horn, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. So Adams Central trailing in the ball game after three quarters. It's Grand Island Central Catholic 31, Adams Central 29.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.
1230 KHAS.
Crusader Gym for the fourth and final quarter here in girls high school basketball tonight. Got the boys game coming up next. And I'll guarantee we're going to have a full house here tonight. Watch a couple of undefeated teams score off in that boys encounter tonight. It'll be Central Catholic and Adams Central. They're getting at 7:45 tonight. We'll have the game for you here on 1230 KHAS. Central Catholic back to start the fourth quarter. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by McGowan. Rebound comes down to Adams Central. So it's 31-29. Adams Central is trailing by 2 points here in the ball game. Cheyenne Gotch on the wing on the right side. Bounce pass to Hobson. Ball tipped away, but Hobson picks it back up in three-point territory. Out to Janessa Boland. Boland dribbles once. Sends it to Coates. Free throw line extended left side behind the screen. Coates has still got it. Bounce pass out to Janessa Boland. Boland looks right. Dribbles. Comes over here to Coates now on the wing on the left side. Coach puts it on the floor. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected away. It's picked up by Sedlak. Her shot can be blocked down. Rebound comes down to Katie Brand. Brand has got it down for Central Catholic. Long pass ahead. Liz McGowan throws up a three-pointer. Her shot's going to be too strong. Rebound tapped around. Picked up by Golka. Her shot's going to be blocked down and a foul is called. Central Catholic getting some offensive boards there. And finally, a personal foul is called on Adams Central. It's going to go on Cheyenne Gotts. That's going to be your first team foul number three on the Patriots here in the second half of play. Katie Brand to the free throw line here. To check that. Sarah Golka to the free throw line for Central Catholic. Golka eyes the bucket, lets it fly, and it's off of the iron. It is no good. First free throw of the night by Golka. She's got a field goal and 2 points for her efforts here tonight. Grand Island Central Catholic with a two-point lead over Adams Central. It is 31-29. Golka will have one more. Eyes the bucket and lets it fly. That one is good. Score that one. Sarah Golka now with 3 points in the ball game. The Crusader lead is three. Central Catholic is led by as many as six in the second half. Harry Coates with the ball for Adams Central now here on the left side. Circles around, takes it into the lane. A bounce pass down low is going to be intercepted by McGowan. A turnover on Adams Central. That's their 15th of the ball game. Back the other way as Brand goes for the hole, and she is fouled in the play. She's knocked down. And Brand will go to the free throw line now for Central Catholic. The foul is called on Janessa Bolin of Adams Central. That's going to be her fourth. So four fouls now on Bolin. To the free throw line, Katie Brand for Central Catholic. Her shot is up there. That one is good. Brand now is 7 points in the ball game for the Crusaders. It's now a 33-29 ball game. Grand Island Central Catholic with a 4-point lead. Next shot by Brand is up there. That one is off of the iron. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Adams Central. Bolin has got it now. AC back in their offensive scoring zone. Central Catholic stays with a man-to-man defense. Here's Coates on a deep wing. Left side. Coates dribbles once, and now she's in trouble. Bounce pass comes back out on top to Cheyenne Gotch, and she is sent on the play. A foul is going to go here on Golka of Central Catholic. That's Sarah's first. That's going to be the seventh team foul in Grand Island Catholic. So now Adams Central is in the bonus situation here, the 1-1. Going to the free throw line for Adams Central is going to be Janessa Bolin. We got 3 points so far tonight on a three-pointer in the first half. 38% foul shooter in the season. She's 15 out of 40. And her shot is up there. That one is good. That makes the score 33-30 now in favor of the Crusaders. We're down to 6 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the basketball game here tonight. Bolin's next shot is up there. That one is good. So two free throws by Janessa Bolin, and the Patriots are back within two, 33-31. Here's a Katie Brand hustling it across the midcourt stripe. Goes over here on the right side to Liz McGowan. Drives it down on the baseline. Throws up a shot of her coach. It's going to be no good. Carrie grabs the rebound. Carrie has got it for Adams Central down the near sideline. Will now circle around and take it to the top of the key on the dribble. Bounce pass goes over on the right side. Cheyenne Gotch lobs it inside. Sedlak has got it. Her shot for the baseline is going to be blocked down by Brand. Katie Brand has got the ball for Central Catholic. Good job there defensively by Brand. Gets the ball ahead. Now that McGowan drives the ball into the lane. Contact made. Foul called. So foul is going to go on Adams Central. It's going to go on Coates. That's going to be your first. That's going to be team foul number five now in the Patriots. And going to the free throw line. Well, no free throws here. It was before the shot, so Central Catholic will play things in. Down in the corner, Maggie Stump takes the ball in the lane. The ball's going to be stripped away. It is loose, and now the scramble is on. The arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central as the jump ball is called. So the Crusaders give it away here as Adams Central comes back the other direction. Here comes Julian Moravec back into the ball game now for Central Catholic. And going out is going to be McGowan. 5:54 to play here in the fourth quarter, 33-31. Adams Central down by a deuce here as Adams Central has got the ball back in their offensive zone. That's going to be Janessa Bolin over here. The Hodson takes it down to the baseline. Her shot's going to be blocked down again, out of bounds. Katie Brand again getting her hands on it there for Central Catholic, blocking the ball out of bounds. And Adams Central will play things in. Coates, right side of the basket down here in the baseline. They get it to Sedlak. Sedlak's pass is going to be deflected away. It is picked up there in the lane by Hodson. Goes up with a shot. It is good, and she is fouled. Jalinda Hodson just kind of throws it up there. She is fouled in a play, and the bucket will count here, and a foul is going to go on the Crusaders. As now 10 points in the ball game for Hobson. The foul goes on Katie Shield. That's going to be her second. And now Shield comes out. Here comes Jamie Partington back into the ball game. So Adams Central has come back to tie things up now in the fourth quarter. It's 33-33. as Hobson will throw the mark here. Ershon is up, and that one is going to be no good. So we are tied. Rebound comes down to Partington. 5.5 to go as the Crusaders bring the ball up the floor. Into the forecourt, they run their offense. There's Sarah Golka, comes out to a Katie Brand. Brand down to Julian Morvec over there on the wing. Gets away, takes it to the free throw line, gives it up now to Stump. Right side, Sarah Golka. Golka's pass in the lane, deflected away, picked up here by Partington. Back outside, a three-pointer by Morvec. That's no good. Ball is saved there by Golka, but is recovered by Adams Central. So now the Patriots have a chance to pull ahead here. 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We are tying up at 33. There's a carry coach with the ball just across the 10-second line. Now the ball's going to be poked loose. Back here, Katie Brand grabs it, and now we've got a traveling violation on Graham. Katie tips the ball away from Coach and kind of fell down back here. Scramble, and the traveling violation is called on Grand Island Central Catholic. We're tied up at 33 points apiece with 4:52 to play in the fourth quarter. Janessa Bolin has got the ball for Adams Central. Walks it across the midcourt stripe. Tries to use a screen there from Gotch. Can't do it. Takes it down the right side of the lane. A pass mishandled there by Sedlak. It goes out of bounds, but it was last touched by Maggie Stump of Central Catholic. So Adams Central maintains control. They will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. Kerry Coates gets things in. That's Gotch with the ball. Has it tipped away. Gotch picks it back up. Out to Bolin for three. Shot is up there. No good. Cap try, no good. Ball loose, and it's picked up by Morvec. For Central Catholic, now to Liz McGowan. McGowan brings it back to the center of the floor. Out here in three-point territory, being hawked defensively by Cheyenne Gotch. Over in the left side, Steph Ross has got it. Ross down to McGowan. Dribble penetration down the left side of the lane. Throws up a shot, no good. Rebound Partington. Follow shot, no good. Rebound, jump ball called. Arrow playing in favor of Central Catholic. The Grand Island Central Catholic will play things in. Here comes Brand back into the ball game. Steph Ross comes out. 4:13 to play in regulation. We're tied up at 33 points apiece. Central Catholic plays it in. Morvec mishandles the ball, and the lane is going to be brought down here by Hobson. Drives the length of the floor, and his shot's going to be blocked down from behind as Hobson goes tumbling out of bounds. A foul is going to go on the Crusaders. The personal is going to be called on Katie Brand. That's going to be your fourth. So four fouls now on Brand. And now we're going to have a timeout here from Adams Central. So the Crusaders in some definite foul trouble now. As the Katie Brand has got four, Steph Ross has got three, Liz McGowan has got four, and Jamie Partington has got three. So we still got about half of this fourth quarter to go. We've got a timeout. We'll take a break with the score. Adams Central 33, Grand Island Central Catholic 33.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Jim in Grand Island. Girls basketball coverage here tonight from 1230 KHAS. Grand Island Central Catholic led 12-7 after the first quarter. Crusaders led at the end of the first half by the score of 20-16. Central Catholic still had a two-point advantage after three quarters at 31-29. And right now, 33-33. We're in the fourth quarter now with 4 minutes and 7 seconds remaining. Adams Central has some free throws here as Hobson. Total mark for the Patriots. She is 4 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. She'll have 2 shots here. She was mauled in the act of shooting after that breakaway layup. Shot is up there. It is good. Hobson in double figures. She's got 11 points tonight. Kerry Coates has got 10 to lead the Patriots. And Adams Central now reclaims the lead, 34-33. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So Hobson makes 1 out of 2, and the Patriots have the lead again, 34-33. Halfway through this fourth quarter, the ball knocked loose from McGowan. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central ball. Last touch by McGowan. Over here defensively getting their hands on it with Cheyenne Gotch of Adams Central. The Crusaders turn the ball over for the 15th time here tonight. Adams Central now with a chance to expand on their lead. Here's Janessa Bolin out here in three-point territory. They get it to a Jalinda Hobson. Hobson takes it inside and then throws the ball over the head of Sedlak out of bounds. I've got the Patriots now with 17 turnovers in the ballgame, 34-33. Adams Central leading by a point here. Liz McGowan has got the ball for Grand Island Central Catholic. Works against Cheyenne Gotch. Moves it to the left side of the lane. Bounce pass down to the baseline. Shot is up there. It is wild from Maggie Stump. And a rebound comes down to Hodson of Adams Central. So Stump fires that shot up off the baseline and nowhere close. Here's Bowen. A bounce pass from the lane is going to be intercepted by McGowan. Another turnover on the Patriots. And Central Catholic back with the basketball and a chance to pull ahead. 34-33. 3:10 remaining here in the contest. Maggie Stump with the ball down in the corner to Pran. Shot for three, no good. Ball tipped in the corner. Last touch there by Julian Moravec of Central Catholic. So the Patriots will get to play things in. 3 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, 34-33. Van Allen Central Catholic down by a point. And the Patriots have the ball. Janessa Bowen trots it back into the forward court now. Right-handed dribble, moves it to the right side of the floor, stops, reverses the ball, and gets it to Gotch. High post, Hodson has got it now at the free throw line. Dribbles, goes over on the right side to Bowen. Bowen comes out to carry Coates at the top of the key. Coates looks at the three, bounce pass over in the wing on the right side to Bowen, takes it to the elbow, stops there, now to Gotch, circles around, stops, and bounce pass back out on top to Bowen. Bowen has got it, gets it away now to Cheyenne Gotch. We're down to 2.5 minutes to play. Adams Central has got a one-point lead, 34-33. Patriots working the ball in three-point territory. Hobson has got it inside the ring now. Hobson to the lane, puts up a shot, and banks one home. Galinda Hobson off of the glass scores. She's got 13 in the ball game. Adams Central now leading by a score of 36-33. A three-pointer put up there at the other end by McGowan. No good. Oh, the shot is up there. It is no good, and the foul is called. Maggie Stump got the offensive board. And the personal foul is going to be whistled on Sedlak for Adams Central. That's going to be your first team foul, number six, on the Patriots. But this will be a two-shot foul for Maggie Stump. 36-33. Patriots have a three-point lead. And the shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Stump. She'll have one more. Maggie so far with 6 points in the ball game. And in the ball game now for Adams Central is going to be Leslie Pfeiffer. Sedlak will come out. 36-33. Grand Island Central Catholic down by three. Well, the Crusaders at the free throw line here for Maggie Stump. Shot is up there. That one is good. So she hits one out of two. 36-34. As we approach 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter from the Crusader gym at Grand Island Central Catholic. Janessa Bowen just across the 10-second line. Gets it in the hands now of Hobson. Hobson fakes the pass and now drives it into the lane. Bounce pass down low. Pfeiffer grabs it. Billy fell down with it. Now we got a jump ball called. Pfeiffer in a lot of traffic down low. The baseline on the right side. And a jump ball is called. The arrow pointing in favor of Adams Central, so the Patriots will get to play things in. They maintain control. We're down to a minute and 49 seconds to go. They throw it out here. It's a Hodson in 3 points there. Toy Jalinda drives it into the paint. Her shot is up there. It is no good. Ball tapped around. It goes to the Coffin corner on the right side. Picked up by Coach Ray C. Back out on top. Down to Bowen. Bowen to Cheyenne Gotch. Down to Bowen, top of the circle. They give it away now to Coates. We're down to a minute and 30 seconds to play. Patriots leading by 2 points, 36-34. Here's Kerry Coates. Hands it away now to Cheyenne Gotch. Bounce pass in his side. Hodson falls down. That's going to be recovered here by Grand Island Central Catholic. A turnover. Now we got a traveling violation in the backcourt by the Crusaders. Falling down with the ball for Central Catholic was Katie Brand, and she's whistled for the traveling violation. That's 16 turnovers now in the Crusaders, and now Tim Barker wants to call a timeout. Adams Central wants to call a timeout. 1 minute and 18 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 36, Grand Island Central Catholic 34.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Team able to break away here in the basketball game here tonight. 6 points has been the biggest lead for either team. It's 36-34 right now. Adams Central has got a 2 point lead with a minute and 18 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Sedlak gets the ball in now to Jalinda Hobson. She will take it down the right sideline for Adams Central. Back into the forecourt here. Hobson covered up over there. Good defense by Stump. And now Adams Central has a timeout called here from the bench. Hobson was trapped over there against the right sideline, and finally Tim Barker calls the timeout at the count of four there as Hobson was unable to get rid of the basketball. Adam Central saves the possession. They call the timeout, and now they are out of timeouts for the rest of the ballgame. We'll take a break with the score. Adam Central, 36. Dan Allen Central Catholic, 34.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Crusaders, Jim and Grand Island Catholic, 36-34 the score. The Patriots trying to hang on here tonight. Adams Central looking for their 11th win of the 2009-2010 season. Here this evening, Central Catholic has a record of 9 wins and 5 losses. The Crusaders have been one of the hotter teams in the area. They have won 7 out of their last 8 games. Neither team with more than a 6-point lead in the ball game here tonight. Now, Central Catholic trying to get the ball back here. Adams Central's got 1:06 to hang on as they will play things into a Janessa Bolin. Bolin in 3-point territory. Now to Cheyenne Gotch. Gotch hands it away. That's Carrie Coates with the ball. She dribbles to the near sideline now. Coates looking. Bounce pass goes inside to Hobson. Backs up. Kicks it back out to Coates in the corner. 50 seconds to play. Carrie has got it. Here's a pass to Gotch at the free throw line. She mishandles the ball. And now we got a foul called. Central Catholic came up with it. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Sedlak of Adams Central. That's going to be your second. And now we're going to walk to the other end of the floor here. That's going to be the 7th turnover on actually the 17th foul in Adams Central. And it's going to be Central Catholic shooting some free throws down here with Maggie Stump. Stump 1 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. She's got 7 points in the ball game. Eyes the bucket. That shot is up and in. And now we're just a free throw away from tying this baby up. 44.8 seconds to go. It's 36-35. Adams Central leading by a point. Maggie Stump will have one more. Free throw is up there. That one is good. We're tied. The Grand Island Central Catholic has come back to tie things up at 36 points apiece with 44 seconds to play. And now the Crusaders want to call a timeout. Grand Island Central Catholic with a timeout, 44 seconds to play. It's Central Catholic 44. Actually, Central Catholic 36. Adams Central 36.
Familiar faces, new business. The new business is Auto Glass Experts. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street in Hastings. The familiar faces are Jeff Fitzke and Brent Vortestrasse. They have more than 25 years combined experience in the auto glass business. Auto Glass Experts will take care of your vehicle's windshield replacement, rock chip repair, machinery glass, and commercial and residential windshields. They'll even come to you. The mobile service number is 463-0025. Call Jeff and Brent at 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street, Hastings, supports local and area high school, Hastings College, and the Nebraska Cornhuskers athletes, teams, and coaches.
1230 KHAS.
I was on the 44 seconds to play. Girls High School basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Adams Central and the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic scoring off here tonight. It was 20-16 in favor of Central Catholic at halftime, 31-29 after three quarters. And this one has been a seesaw battle here in the fourth quarter, 36-36. Maggie Stump hitting a couple of free throws there for the Crusaders of Grand Island Central Catholic to tie things up. Now Adams Central will have to play things in. They'll have to come the length of the floor here. 44.2 seconds to play. Sedlak will get the ball in to Hobson down the near sideline to get it to Janessa Bolin into the offensive zone. But no, Bolin out here in three-point territory. On the right side now to Cheyenne Gotch. We're down to 33 seconds to play. Here's a pass out on top to Bolin. Moves it to the left side, throws up a three-pointer. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound is loose and a foul is going to be called. Bolin throws up the three-pointer from just to the left of the lane there, and then Adams Central commits the personal foul and the rebound. It's going to go on Gotch. That's going to be your second. So now we're going to walk to the other end of the floor. This will be a one-and-one situation now for Katie Brand. Brand at the free-throw line with 26 seconds to play, and the score tied at 36 points apiece. It was Hastings High who had difficulties from the free-throw line last night. The Hastings High boys. And Grand Island Northwest was able to beat the Tigers last night. We'll see if Central Catholic can cash in here. Shot is up there. That one rims off. It's going to be no good by Brandon. The rebound comes out of Adams Central. Sedlak gets the rebound. So Brand misses one free throw. Adams Central has got the ball. Here's a shot in the lane, partially deflected. It is loose, and now we've got a foul called on Adams Central. A foul is going to go on the Patriots. And now we have some free throws at the other end. As Brand misses that free throw on the last possession for Central Catholic, and now going to the line is going to be McGowan. McGowan will have a one-and-one now with 15 seconds to play. We're still tied at 36 points apiece. McGowan has not been to the free throw line tonight. She's got two field goals and 4 points. Shot is up there. The shot is off of the iron. It is no good. AC gets the rebound. That's going to be Jolinda Hodson. Gets it down to the forecourt to a Janessa Bolin. 8 seconds. Bolin has got it. Fires up the shot. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. It's brought down by Katie Brand. Brand goes to McGowan. Her shot from backcourt is going to be no good, and we are headed to overtime. We are headed for overtime here tonight in our girls' high school basketball game. Central Catholic missing a couple of front ends of the 1-1 here in the final 30 seconds of the ball game, and we are tied at 36 as we head into an overtime session here tonight on 1230 KHS. We'll take a break with a score. Adams Central 36, Grand Island Central Catholic 36.
If your heating and cooling system has seen better days, now's the right time to replace it. Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning has the Frigidaire Ecologic System that qualifies for the Economic Stimulus HVAC Tax Credit. The new law allows homeowners to claim 30% of the costs, up to $1,500, when you purchase a Frigidaire Ecologic Heating and Cooling System, plus cut a third off your heating and cooling bills. Contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning, 463-4853, for further details on the Ecologic qualifying Frigidaire products. Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and now in Kearney.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Overtime session here tonight between Grand Island Central Catholic and Adams Central. Central Catholic has played in one overtime game this year. They won that one over Superior by a score of 50-48. Adams Central has played in two overtime games. In fact, they played in the double overtime thriller in the Minden Holiday Tournament. They lost to the Whippets 50-45, and they lost to Grand Island Northwest a week ago, 39-31. So the Patriots are 0-2 in overtime games so far this year. They're tied up at 36 points apiece here. Central Catholic controls the tip. And then dribbling the ball out of bounds over there to the far sideline was Liz McGowan. Central Catholic has got 17 turnovers in the ball game. The Patriots have got 19. Adams Central and Central Catholic tied up at 36 points apiece. The Crusaders missing two front ends of 1-and-1s in the final 26 seconds of regulation. And now we got the overtime session here, a four-minute overtime. Adams Central has got the ball. Janessa Bolin on the wing to Cheyenne Gotch. Looks at the three, open for three, takes the three, and misses. And a rebound comes down to Grand Island Central Catholic's Jamie Partington. Remember, Central Catholic in a little bit of foul trouble. Nobody has fouled out, though. Here's Liz McGowan angling in from the wing. Takes it down into baseline with a pass to Steph Ross. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Janessa Bolin. We've been stuck on 36 for a while. 3:25 to play in the overtime session. Janessa Bolin, the Cheyenne Gotch on the wing. Bounce pass inside. It's going to be tipped away from Hodson. She rolls it out now to a Cheyenne Gotch on the wing. Now to Bolin again. The Gotch on the wing on the right side. Back out to Bolin. Still a man-to-man defense here for Central Catholic. On the wing is Gotch. Gotch looking, has to get rid of it. Finally does. A pass comes to Janessa Bolin as she chases it down on the far sideline. Bolin dribbling with the ball with 3 minutes to play here in overtime. Tied up at 36. Bounce pass inside is Sedlak and is deflected out of bounds. Back there getting her hands on it was Steph Ross. She will come out of the ball game now. Here comes Julian Moravec back in there. Adams Central 36 and Grand Island Central Catholic 36. Kerry Coates will inbound the ball, baseline left side, underneath their own hoop. Coates looking. There's Sedlak. Her shot is up there left-handed. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Patriots. Gotch has got it. Well, Adams Central has still got control of it here. There's Hodson. Cross-court pass comes to the near side to Gotch. Looking right at the top of the three-point circle. Gotch has still got it. Has to get rid of it. Finally, she does. To Bolin. takes it to the elbow, dumps it down low. That is Coacher. Shot is up there. It's no good. And the rebound ripped out of there by Grand Island Central Catholic. Gets the ball ahead now to Liz McGowan. She drives for the hole. Shot up and in. Liz McGowan now has 6 points in the ball game. The Crusaders have the lead, 38-36, with 2:18 to play here in overtime. There's Hobson. She angles in from the wing, takes it into the paint. Her shot is no good, and she's hammered on the arm. And now Jalinda Hobson will go to the free throw line. The foul goes on Stump of Central Catholic. That's going to be your third. 10 fouls plus on the Crusaders here in the second half of play. So a two-shot foul here by Jalinda Hobson. She has got 13 points in the ball game, 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She will have one more. The Patriots are now down by 2 points, 38-36. Adams Central has already lost 2 overtime games this season. Into the ball game now, Steph Ross. Coming out is going to be Julian Moravec for Central Catholic. Jalinda Hobson will have one more free throw here. The Patriots are down by 2. 2:13 to play in OT. Shot is up there. It's good, so Hobson hits 1 out of 2. That's now 38-37, but Grand Island Central Catholic has got the ball. Liz McGowan has got it. She takes it to the free throw line, and now she's whistled for the traveling violation. Good defense there by Kerry Coates of Adams Central forces the turnover. The 18th turnover now in Grand Island Central Catholic. Moravec comes back in. Ross checks out. A defensive move there for the Central Catholic Crusaders. 38-37. Adams Central down by a point. We're in overtime with 2 minutes to play. Janessa Bolin has got it out here. In three-point territory, she works against Moravec. Comes to the near side to Gotch, and she loses the ball out of bounds. No one around defensively that time for Central Catholic. Gotch just took her eyes off of it and goes sailing right through her fingertips out of bounds. That is the 20th turnover on the Patriots here in the contest. 1:50 to play now. In the overtime session, 38-37. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead. Crusaders have the ball. Liz McGowan. We get it here to Katie Brand. Dumps it down low. Grabbing the ball, going up and missing the shot. Going to be Maggie Stump of Central Catholic. And the ball is brought out there by Hobson. So again, Adams Central has got the ball. 90 seconds to play here in overtime. Janessa Bolin out here in 3-point territory. Now to Gotch. Gotch puts it on the floor. Gets it back into the hands of Bolin. Right side. Takes it to the top of the key. Throws up a 3-pointer. And the shot's going to be off the left side. No good. Rebound loose on the baseline. Picked up by Katie Brand. Patriots are still down by 1 point, and Brand is going to be fouled in the play. Coming up to four, Jalinda Hobson picks up the foul. That's going to be her second, and that's going to send Katie Brand to the free throw line now for Central Catholic. She is 1 out of 3 from the line tonight. She was one of the girls that missed the front end of the 1-1 back there at the end of regulation. Central Catholic with a couple of opportunities to get some points on the board there in the final 20 seconds or so of regulation. She hit this free throw. She's now 2 out of 4. From the line tonight. She'll have one more. She's got 8 points in the ball game. The Central Catholic lead is now 2 points at 39-37. There comes the next shot by Brand. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And a rebound comes down to Brand inside the free throw circle. She was standing right there. The ball was tipped out and Brand grabs it. Now Central Catholic calls a timeout. So the Patriots unable to come up with a rebound after the missed free throw from Katie Brand. It was tipped out and Katie grabs it at the free throw line and immediately the Crusaders call the timeout. We've got 1 minute left in the overtime session here tonight. We'll take a break for the score. The Crusaders 39, the Patriots 37.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Another action tonight locally. Back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks beat Aquinas tonight by a score of 63-35. That's the boys' final. In the girls' ball game, Hastings St. Cecilia beating Aquinas by a score of 55-47. So St. Cecilia with a sweep here tonight against Aquinas in action back at the Chapman Gym. 63-35 in the boys' game, 55-47 in the girls' game. You're listening to coverage of the Adams Central, Grand Island Central Catholic girls basketball game tonight. We are in overtime, 39-37. The Crusaders have a 2-point lead. Central Catholic with the ball. Here's Liz McGowan with it now. The Gallon goes to the far side to Maggie Stump. Adam Central in the band. The band, they need the basketball here. The Gallon out between the rings. That's going to go to a Katie Brand. Brand out to Steph Ross. Back out to Brand at the top of the key. Drives it against Bolin. Now gives it up on the right side. That's Partington with the ball. 43 seconds to play in overtime. McGowan at the top of the circle. On the wing, now to Katie Brand. Picked up there by Janessa Bolin. Out on top again to a Partington. Still out in three-point territory to McGowan. We're down to 32 seconds to play, and now a foul is called. Central Catholic just ran some time there. They just passed it right to left out here around the three-point arc. And finally, a personal foul is called here. Going to go on Coach of Adams Central. That's going to be your third. But Carey now with three personal fouls. McGowan in the free throw line for Central Catholic. 0 of 1 so far tonight. The left side fly shot is up there. It's going to be off of the right side. It is no good. McGowan will have one more. Moravec is in. Here comes Steph Ross back out of the ball game for Central Catholic. 32 seconds to play in overtime. 39-37 Central Catholic. Next shot is up there. It is around the rim and falls off. No good. Rebound Adams Central. Patriots have the ball. Sedlak gets the rebound. Here comes AC. A pass to the near sideline is knocked out of bounds. Trying to get it to Gotch. Ball is knocked out of bounds there by Katie Brand of Central Catholic. Adams Central playing things in. 25.6 seconds to play in the overtime session. Carey Coates will inbound here for Adams Central. Coates looking. Finally gets it in. Jalinda Hobson in three-point territory. Hobson drives it just inside the three-point arc on the right side of the lane. Now to Cheyenne Gotch at the top of the key. And a traveling violation is called on Gotch. Another unforced turnover there. Nobody around defensively for Central Catholic. And Gotch got the happy feet right at the top of the key. That's the 21st turnover on Adams Central. And it comes at a crucial time with 17 seconds to play in overtime. And now head coach Tim Barker calls a timeout here for the Patriots. We've got a timeout, 17 seconds to play in the overtime session. We'll take a break with a score, Central Catholic 39, Adams Central 37.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling, and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Back to the Crusader Gym at Grand Island Central Catholic. Tell you what, if you're not here and you're on your way to the ball game here tonight, you're going to have a tough time finding a seat. And have a standing room only for the second ball game here tonight between a couple of undefeated teams that will be scoring off in the nightcap tonight. Adams Central, 12-0 in the season. They are ranked number 7 in Class B this week. The Central Catholic Crusaders are also 12-0 in the season. They are ranked in the Class C1 poll, according to the Lincoln Journal-Star. They are ranked number 3. That ball game is coming up next. We are in the overtime session here, the girls' game, 39-37. Central Catholic has got a two-point lead, 17 seconds to play. Here come the Crusaders up to 4. That's going to be McGowan, and she's immediately going to be hit on the play here by Hobson. And now we're down to 10.9 seconds to go. 39-37 is the score. Grand Island Central Catholic has got the lead. 10.9 seconds to play, and this is Liz McGowan at the free throw line. She is 0 for 3 so far tonight. The shot is up there. The shot is good. She hits one free throw, and now it's a 40-37 ball game. She makes this. It'll be awfully tough for Adams Central to pull out a win here tonight. Liz McGowan, 7 points in the ball game. Her next free throw is up there. She misses that one. It's a 3-point lead. Ball swatted around, picked up by Hobson. Down the right sideline, Janessa Bolin has got the ball. 5 seconds. Bolin goes to Hobson. Hobson, jump pass over here to Gotcher. Long-range jumper is put up there. It's no good, and that's the ball game. Grand Island Central Catholic wins it in overtime here tonight by 3 points over Adams Central. The final in overtime, Grand Island Central Catholic 40, Adams Central 37. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number 1 in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
All better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
Taking care of your eyes may be the most important thing you can do for yourself. Let Dr. Richard Arneson and Dr. Nate Boland at Hastings Vision Clinic help you with the best, most complete vision care, including eye exams, low vision treatment, therapeutic treatment for eye disease, contact lenses, designer eyewear, and sunglasses. Hastings Vision Clinic is a Medicare and Medicaid provider with an on-site spectacle lab and is open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. Call 462-8816 at Hastings Vision Clinic, 2119 West 12th in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Jim at Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight. The girls game in the books. It goes into overtime. Grand Island Central Catholic knocks off Adams Central by a score of 40-37. So the Patriots fall to 10 wins and 4 losses on the season. Grand Island Central Catholic has now won 8 out of their last 9 ball games. They improved to 10-5 as the Crusaders will get ready for the Hawkettes of Hastings St. Cecilia. That will be next Tuesday night right back here at the Crusader Gym. The opening round, the Centennial Conference Basketball Tournament. Game time there will be at 6 o'clock. So Grand Island Central Catholic wins it tonight in overtime. The score of 40-37 over Adams Central. The Patriots now 0-3 in overtime games this year as they drop one here tonight to Grand Island Central Catholic. It was the Patriots who got out to the early lead in the ball game tonight, 5-0 in the first 2.5 minutes of the contest. Actually, the first 1.5 minutes of the contest. Got a 5-0 lead. Patriots also led 7-2 there in the first quarter. Central Catholic then came back to score the next 10 points in the ball game. The Crusaders were out on top after the first quarter. The score was 12-7. They were tied up at 12 in the second quarter, also at 14. The Central Catholic Crusaders grabbed a 4-point advantage at 18-14, and Central Catholic led at halftime by a score of 20-16. That was the halftime score. In the third quarter, Adams Central regained the lead with 5:09 to play in the third at 23-22. It was a seesaw battle. We were tied up at 24. Central Catholic opened up a 6-point lead at one point in the third quarter at 30-24 with a minute and 40 seconds to play. Before Adams Central came back, they trailed by just 2 at the end of 3 at 31-29. And in the fourth quarter here tonight, tied up at 33, Adams Central had a 3-point lead at 36-33. The Crusaders came back to tie things up at 36-36. And then, actually, Central Catholic had a couple of chances to ice the ball game away there at the end of the fourth quarter. But Katie Brand and Liz McGowan both missing the front ends of one and ones with under 25 seconds to play. Adams Central unable to get anything going either in the final seconds of the ball game. And we are tied up at 36 after regulation here tonight. It was then Central Catholic opening up a 39-37 advantage in the overtime session. Not a whole lot of scoring. Liz McGowan went to the free throw line with 10.9 seconds to play. They hit one free throw to give the Crusaders a 40-37 advantage. Adams Central had a couple of shots there at the end, but could not get one to go down as Cheyenne Gotch threw up the final shot there for Adams Central from three-point range. That would not go. It was too long. And again, the final score, it was Grand Island Central Catholic beating Adams Central tonight by the score of 40-37. We'll take a break and we'll come back and check the scoring in the ball game as we continue high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Krieger Electric Company has been serving Hastings and the area for more than 50 years. Krieger Electric is your full-service electrical company, commercial, industrial, and residential. Krieger Electric features energy-efficient lighting systems, smoke-a-tier air systems, energy management systems, designing and engineering, and computer wiring specialists. Krieger Electric, 105 South California, Hastings, supporting local and area academics and athletics. Call 462-5757 and at KriegerElectric.com.